what's going on today? You know,
what's going on is we're protesting George Bush being here, his warmongering policies, his attack on the people around the world, and his shredding of the Constitution and individual rights here, Bill of Rights. That's the reason we're here. And I'm with a contingent of refuse and resist.
Who's going to shoot the first shot? We don't want to hear it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to be in a World War III. I don't want to die for no foreign oil. Just want to keep high and dry on America's soil.
I'm here today to protest against a Republican fundraiser headed by Bush. He's having a nice dinner with his friends, and they're all getting in there and eating steaks. And he's raising money for his next campaign in 2004.
What's your name?
Ben Terrell. Yeah, I'm hopeful that there's going to be a united front against Bush in 2004, but also leading up to 2004. I personally am not a member of the Democratic Party. I'm a registered Green, but I think Dennis Kucinich and Al Sharpton are the best of the Democrats. But I'm afraid that the leadership of the Democratic Party is going to encourage the base to go along with a typical pro-corporate sellout candidate. But I just want to see Bush go down.
My name is Olinda Scalipoca with Mexica Movement. We're an indigenous rights organization, and we're fighting colonialism, the colonialism of the false Latino labels, the colonialism that is still going on against our indigenous community of the Mexican Central American community. And we're here also to protest Bush. Colonialism started with Columbus in 1492. It has been going on with genocide and stealing of resources and stealing of the land and the genocide of people, and it is going on today still with Bush in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and the future conquests of Bush in Iran and in Syria. That's why we're here to protest Bush. We're here asking for the impeachment of Bush to end this future dictator.
LA Labor Against the War, please welcome Rosie Martinez.
Brothers and sisters, stands in solidarity to fight against Bush and his rich friends who are sitting in that hotel, determined to continue the occupation of countries around the world. We stand in solidarity with millions of peace-loving workers around the world who are fighting. We stand in solidarity with people of California and elsewhere who are facing deficits of much-needed services, human services, healthcare services, educational and environmental services. We stand in solidarity with immigrants and communities of color who are struggling every single day for a better life for themselves, their families, the children that are out here, the old people, and everybody that they are dependent on. We oppose wars that invade people around the world, that enslave people around the world. We oppose deficits and cuts in social spending. We know only too well that one cluster bomb costs $14,000 in Lexington Road, two children in Head Start. 1 minute of war occupation costs $776,000 and can hire 15 registered nurses in this healthcare crisis. 1 hour of war occupation costs $46 million and can improve, repair, and modernize 20 schools for our children in this county of Los Angeles.
Yeah, my name is Rayana. I work at Pasadena City College. I wish there was a little more rage, actually. I think it was a little weak in the sense that there's a lot of... I mean, people's focus seems to be on just the elections in 2004, getting rid of Bush, electing a Democrat. I think that's kind of a sham, personally. I mean, the situation is a lot deeper than that. The policies the U.S. is inflicting all over the world, it's about capitalism. It's about corporate control. It's not about who's the president exactly, if it's a Republican or a Democrat. So, I mean, in that sense, I wish there was more rage. I wish there was more of an analysis of the capitalism and the corporations that are fueling these wars. I guess one of the important parts of the dialogue right now is what to do at this point, that the war pretty much woke up a lot of people to start participating politically, coming to events like this. But at this point, it's sort of time to, like, clarify what are we going to do now. So I think that's the most important discussion that's happening.
How about the linkage among students between the military system and the attack on Iraq and the role of corporate globalism in the economy? Are those connections being made in the students you're working with?
Yeah, definitely. At the school I work at is a community college, so it means it's more working class and more students of color. And directly across the street is an Army recruiting station, which is one of the most active ones in California, I believe. So they're facing this reality right there that, yes, there's a war being waged, and who are the people that are being sent to die in this war is them. Because they're the students who are not as privileged as other students, they're at a community college because they're working class students. You know, they don't have the same kinds of class privilege that other students might have from universities or whatever, that get out of, drafts when there's drafts, or get out of being recruited when that's the other, like, economic draft that's in place right now. So they're making that connection, definitely. They're very angry. They've been protesting outside of the ROTC, or the military recruiting. I know a lot of high school students are protesting ROTC on their campus. They're making those connections that when there's something like a war happening, when people globally are being oppressed by the U.S., they're going to be the agents to do that, because they are the ones that are oppressed here, too.
How do you feel about this war?
No speak English a little.
Oh, usted me puede hablar en español también. ¿Usted le gusta que fue una guerra, que mataron la gente al Irak? ¿Qué piensa usted de esa cosa?
Pues a ninguno le gustaría, ¿no? Todos queremos estar en, ¿qué le diré?, sin guerra, sin nada de eso. Sí. Porque qué más bien para nuestra familia, para nuestros hijos, que estar bien sin guerra, porque la guerra no es buena para los niños principalmente.
¿Usted habla por los niños no, americanos, gringos?
Por todos los niños, porque todos somos iguales, todos somos humanos, todos sentimos. Es lo mismo. Sean gringos, sean morenos, sean latinos, lo que sea, todos somos iguales. La raza que sea no importa.
Muy bien, señora. ¿Qué piensa usted de esa economía? ¿Cómo se siente usted al trabajo? ¿Qué piensa usted? ¿Cuál es su impresión? La primera impresión.
Pues, es que le diré, es duro por el trabajo, porque entre más cosas peores pasan, menos trabajo hay, menos bienestar para uno y para sus hijos. Porque sin trabajo, pues, ¿qué hace uno? No hace nada.
Verdad, señora.
Siempre afectan las guerras en todo, máximo en los niños, porque se trauman, cosas así.
Sí, porque imagino de que si uno está todo el tiempo, ¿qué le diré?, en silencio, uno nunca dice lo que uno siente, que por los niños la guerra no está bien. La gente siempre sigue haciendo guerra, siempre sigue con sus cosas, y no está bien por los niños.
Verdad.
Máximo por nuestros hijos, porque son los que uno ya está quedando en el atraje, en cambio ellos tienen que venir, ¿me entiendes? Tienen que superarse, tienen que ser alguien. Y por ellos, máximamente, por todo. No por uno, ya no que por los niños.
Bien, señora. ¿Y su nombre solamente? ¿Es su nombre, primero nombre?
Gloria.
Muchas gracias, señora. Que le vaya bien.
Okay. Cynthia Anderson Barker, National Lawyers Guild. I was a legal observer and came close to being clobbered on the head with a baton tonight. Police really overreacted to a couple of incidents, which I didn't witness, but some people really almost got clobbered, some bystanders.
I was talking to some people earlier who said that the vibration with the cops was actually somewhat mellower than it's been at previous events.
Well, an example is I was about to get clobbered and a cop came and just sort of pulled me away from the other cops. That's never been my experience before. So, I mean, he was sort of being a watchdog of his own cops.
Why do you think the change?
Well, I mean, we've sued them so many times now, especially for what they did during the DNC. And so I think, and then they know the Lawyers Guild. We're out here on the streets in full force. They're going to get sued if they step over the line. I think that has an impact on them.
What do you think of the event itself and its impact?
This was a very exciting event. A lot of people, great energy, people I haven't seen forever coming from all different parts of the city. It was really exciting.
And what made it so exciting?
Well, because people are out in full force and they're united on one very strong message, no to Bush. And I think people who haven't been political before and drawn into our movements because of what happened in Iraq and Bush's big lie, they were out on the streets here tonight. So that's why I believe we had a bigger crowd than usual.
Do you think going into this campaign, we're going to see a sort of substantive difference from previous campaigns in the activism of people and also the principled activism?
Well, what do you mean? Do you mean in terms of supporting the Democratic candidates that are running against Bush? Or are people just more motivated around issues and getting on the streets around issues? I see that happening more and more, people caring about issues. I don't know so much about candidates yet.
I'm honored to introduce John Fernandez, member of Latinos Against the War. He's a teacher at Roosevelt High School.
Buenas noches. Thank you very much.
Latinos Against the War are in solidarity with all of you, the immigrant community, the students, the whole communities behind you. I teach at Roosevelt High School, a school that was built in 1923. That school has 5,700 students, also has rats in the classroom, also has graffiti, also has a lot of teachers that are quitting, that are leaving, no air conditioning. There's a tremendous crisis going on in the Latino community in terms of education, in terms of drugs, in terms of gang, immigrant bashing, low-paying jobs. It's a disaster area. We attend the most crowded, overcrowded schools in the nation. They want to cut teachers' pay. They want to cut the salaries of the teachers. But we're not going to let them do it. The community, Latinos Against the War, are very, very much united and are very much opposed to this bogus war. Thank you very much.
My name's Mochley. I came down here from work to protest against Bush and to show the displeasure of the type of policies that the Bush administration has been starting since he's been in presidency, and the exacerbation since September 11th with like Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, and all these policies and ideals and philosophies that go against the ideal of an open society. Yeah, well, I live in the Valley, but I went to Montebello for a workshop and a meeting, then came from Montebello to here. Yeah, I'm definitely glad I came. Definitely, like, give a dissenting voice, because as a friend of mine mentioned, a silent voice is no good to anyone.
What was the most distinctive thing you saw out there today? And what really stays in your mind about what just happened?
The different type of people that were there. So you have, like, a heterogeneity of people that come from different backgrounds and perspectives and positions, but they're willing to come together against something that they see inherently wrong. I always like take away something positive and something positive to give to my students. I just hope that this continues, and just to see that the Democrats and the Republicans are part of the same coin and got to find alternative parties or alternative systems and sort of dissolve these political parties, because Democrats will say things to your face, but work behind your back.
A warm welcome for Chicho Quijano.
Who is the number one liar in the world? Bush! Who is the number one terrorist in the world? Bush! In unity with the Filipino people, and in behalf of the Philippine Human Rights Watch, on behalf of the Asia-Pacific Islanders for Peace and Justice, we condemn in the strongest possible terms the U.S. foreign policy under this Bush administration in the militaristic doctrine, War of Terror.
Mazen Yehia of the Free Palestine Alliance.
The Palestinian people have foiled many attempts designed to steal their land and deprive them of their rights. But I tell you what, we did not vanish after the 1948. We did not vanish after the 1967. We did not vanish after Beirut in 1982, and we will not vanish after your roadmap, Mr. President. Our cause is a just cause. It's not only the Palestinian cause, it's the Palestinian, the Arab, the American, everyone. And we will keep our Palestinian dream alive through us and through our children.
Amani Sasa, which means peace now. On behalf of the International Black Coalition for Peace and Justice, we come together here to say no and risk and resist the Bush policy at home and abroad.
I'm Jody Evans from Code Pink, the co-founder of Code Pink. Today we unfurled a giant pink slip off the Century Plaza Hotel as Bush was downstairs taking his share of the profits from military spending and tax cuts. And because around the country people are getting pink slips to lose their jobs, and ours said, Bush, you lied, you're fired. And it was a primal scream of the women from Code Pink that we are tired of you raping our country and we want you out of there. We could hear the cheers all the way up. As a matter of fact, it was so deadening. We couldn't hear the knocking at the door, so the first thing we felt was the security on our backs because they busted down the door and we're just kind of furious to get it up. We asked them why they were so upset and they said we were inciting a riot.
Why is it they don't like the truth?
The security's taking down the sign.
They don't like the truth. Wrong with the truth? Democracy in action. There you go.
Tell us about the size of your banner.
The banner was about 30 feet by 45 feet.
And what was the reaction of securities when you guys were leaving the balcony?
They were not very happy, but we quieted them down and got them in a political conversation. And by the time we were done, they had a Code Pink button on.
That's a great accomplishment.
Yeah, well, it's like you just need to sit down and listen to what their point of view is and tell them what your point of view is. And they kind of, they like being talked to.
Well, thanks very much. And it was a great work.
It looks like there's like a crowd of people and the cops are in the middle and there's lights and cameras on them. And it looks like there's about 30 of them and they're huddled like a football team. And I don't know, there's something going on in the middle of them. Like they have somebody, it looks like. Oh, and everybody's screaming, let him go. Yeah, they got somebody. I don't know why or what.
I'm Carol Sobel and I'm the president of the National Lawyers Guild. I think the police presence today was a little better than it's been in the past, but obviously at the end we had a bit of a problem where they came in under the fire code and arrested two people for burning a flag. That's protected. You can't get around the First Amendment by raising the fire code. And, you know, we had an earlier problem, too, with a group of kids in black, and every time the police see kids in black, they overreact, so they sent in police into the crowd. And that's just, that's going to create problems. But fortunately, we sent legal observers in. We sent the National Lawyers Guild legal observers in, and the kids came with us, and we got them away from the police, and police had to leave. So I think that, you know, we've become really, really skilled at making these demonstrations work in this city, and we're working hard at trying to make the police make them work as well.
What do you think is the impact of the demonstrations working on the ability to communicate politically to a larger public?
I think it's really important. I mean, we are able in this city to get up close and personal at the demonstrations. We were successful with the Democratic National Convention, moving it to the delegate site. And today, we are right across the street from the Century Plaza Hotel. There's no demonstration in the country that has gotten that close. And I think it's important because we get our message to our target. And I think that really helps get the message out.
Today, we must continue to protest against the forces of the dark side, the empire and its occupation of Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the U.S.-sponsored puppet regimes in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, Latin America, and other places. national solidarity that will cut off the tentacles of the U.S. imperialism all over the world. In coordination with our protests and active resistance against capitalism and its evils, we can strike a blow against the oppressive regime here at home. Today, we must also fight for the lopsided tax cuts that benefit the rich and not the poor. We must mobilize against the federal and state cuts on healthcare, hospitals, clinics, veterans, and also the loss of our pension plans. Against the state cuts of arts and culture, also the increased tuitions at schools, the cuts in teacher salaries, which all benefit Bush's wars abroad. And finally, we must also stand against their anticipated war at home. Long live international solidarity!
My name is Warren Williams. Well, I mean, I do appreciate the opportunity to say something. I take a different position on it. I believe that, you know, what Martin Luther King said, you know, I have a dream. I believe that we have to move beyond dream now and have a plan. I feel that a lot of times when we meet at events like this, when it comes to a closure, that we walk away realizing, what do we really achieve with all this manpower, if you would, and all this presence that was here? Did we really achieve the goal of stopping the war? And we know the answer is no. Have we convinced Bush not to attack another nation? And we know the answer is no. So what more can we do as a people to be more effective in these type of gatherings? And I believe that there is clear and distinct actions that can be taken. I mean, one action that we must decide collectively is form one major coalition that all groups agree to be that one coalition. I think we each must identify ourselves to be that critical mass to go back and reach out to many other people and keep making these larger and, again, more effective type of gatherings. And then another important thing that we must do is recognize the need to take more direct action, such as not paying taxes. It's about money. So then deal with the issue of not about money. And the final thing I would share is that besides not paying taxes, the action we must take is be present through the process. Go to the state meetings. Go to your county and your municipal meetings and be actively involved through their whole process. Because what we usually are opposing and protesting is the end result of decisions that they've been, you know, evolving or, you know, through an evolutionary process politically and through the bureaucracy for a lengthy period of time, sometimes even years.
What do you say to people who say, I can't take that kind of time and it doesn't, what I do doesn't make a difference anyway?
When you say you cannot take the time, you will take the time when you become a victim. You will wish you took the time when it's your son or your daughter who becomes a victim. You will take the time when opportunities that you have, freedoms that you have, liberties that you have are snatched away. So when reality slaps you in the face and then the victimization becomes your, you know, suffering and your torture and your discomfort, then you will say, now I have the time. But then it will not be a choice. I have a coalition called the Coalition for Blacks' Best Interest, and that was formulated because of the desperate need to give voice to a greater percentage of African Americans. But I've spoken with for years and years at a lot of diverse groups. Again, what I find is there's a sense of liking to the struggle. There's a sense of satisfaction that we did something, even though we didn't solve it. And I think that what we must do, this generation must decide that we can solve this. And it needs to say, we are the people, we are the government. That one man, not a Bush, or a Congress, or any other government entity that is there to represent us, totals the people. So therefore, they're not the government. And when they fail to do their job, then what we must say, not with words and not with protest, but with political action, is remove these people from office.
What about the alternatives to those people in office? Do you see an alternative that motivates you to work for that candidate or that person?
In such a setting here, I would share that I ran for two offices myself. I ran for mayor and I ran for the 10th district in Los Angeles. And I stopped running. And the reason why I stopped running was for this reason. The system itself is corrupt. If the process itself is corrupt and the person going to office doesn't have a cabinet of people with them, and what I mean by the cabinet, go back to what I'm talking about, the critical mass. So if the critical mass is going to shoot that person, we're going to stand by you on the issues. We will be there through these meetings to support the issues so that what they propose, what they make a motion to, effectively becomes new law. So if they don't have the people in that support like this, then it's useless going to the office. Because what happens? A person alone has to compromise to try to get anything done. And once you compromise, you begin to approve things that are utterly wrong. So you become another corrupt part of the process. You become part of the problem, not part of the solution. What is the responsibility of the people? If we had a coalition, again, of all these organizations coming together, if we redirected our time and energy and resources and begin to give other people solutions, then more people get over the apathy and say, now there's a purpose for me to be involved, and they've given me an assignment to do. And real change will come to make peace in the world for quality living.
Excuse me. Were you guys aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel just around the corner earlier tonight?
No.
Did you notice anything different around the mall when you came in? Did you have any sense of the protest that was out there?
We just saw
a protester.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, we just saw one protester just walk out.
Excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a question? Were you aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel earlier tonight?
I think he was.
Yeah? Did you see the protest or anything like that out there?
No, because I was working in the mall and I was like here all day.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I ask you a question? Were you aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel this evening? Did you guys see the protests out there by any chance? What'd you think of it? Thumbs up. Are you guys aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel tonight?
Was that what? Was that why I was there?
Did you see all the protests out there? What'd you think of them?
Well, I was happy to see him.
Yeah?
So I think he's a big liar.
Thanks a lot. Excuse me. Were you guys aware that George Bush was at the Central Plaza Hotel this evening?
No.
Did you see the protest out in front of it?
Yeah, we have to go.
Excuse me, did you guys know the president was at the Central Plaza Hotel this evening?
He was.
Did you see the protest out front?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the two, the president and the protest?
Well, I think the president's great.
Yeah, we're actually Republican, so you probably won't get it.
I'm interested in hearing what everybody has to think.
Well, we can get into it for hours, but we love what President Bush is doing. Are you recording this?
Yeah. I don't have to use it if you don't want
to. That's all right. That's fine. I could care less, but I love what President Bush is doing. I'm proud to be Republican. I'm happy about it. And I think our country's great. And I think we're doing great. And
those protesters were really out of hand. So being as we were not the liberal side, we were a little... I wouldn't say afraid, but there were only two of us, so people were getting kind of out of hand.
We were outnumbered.
In what way were they getting out of hand?
They were just getting a little rowdy. Well, you know, it was like Woodstock.
Saying kind of challenging things to us.
Like the guy said, what did he say again? He said, I go, you guys
are... you with the news station, or what are you doing?
I'm with KPFK. We're doing a little segment on the whole event for the morning show.
Okay. Well... that's about all I could say.
Well, I guess one of the things that a lot of people on the left are wondering is why the support for the invasion of Iraq, particularly given the fact that their neighbors didn't think that they were a military threat, and there was a great deal made of the notion
threat. We can go on for hours with that. That's not a subject you can answer really quickly with one or two statements. It's a very long, drawn-out
Well, to
I don't
just
think
put
we
it
have
simply,
to really go over.
I don't mean to ruin your evening.
No, not ruin our evening.
I'm just curious, though. Do you believe the claim that Iraq was an imminent threat to the U.S.?
I certainly do, of course.
And that weapons of mass destruction were a genuine concern?
Of course.
Do you expect that they'll find weapons of mass destruction at some point?
Well, they already. I'm not involved. I couldn't answer that. But I'm very supportive of our government, and I'm proud of our government, so I'm going to stand by.
Thanks very much. Okay. Have a good evening.
You too.
Don't want to see it on my telly. And your congressman too, your mayor and your neighbors. Yes, it's all up to you and you and you. You don't want it on your doorstep, you don't want it in your street, don't want it in your bedroom, blood upon your sheets. Tell them zealots and them right-wing fools, stop fussing and cussing, follow God's golden rule. I don't want to hear it, you don't want to see it, we don't want to be in World War III. The flower children, we thought we'd change the world. Well, the flower boys and the flower girls, where's that spirit? I don't hear it living on. Tell me, children, where have all the flowers gone?
World War III.
Bombs will be exploding.
World War III.
Guns will be reloading.
World War III.
Rockets will be soaring.
World War III.